It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. We're shifting gears, looking ahead to Wisconsin now, a game where both these teams come in 6-3, Penn State and Wisconsin. Both teams, both fan bases a little bit disappointed with the way things have gone so far. And one of these teams will walk out of there 7-3 with maybe a shot of optimism. The other one, 6-4, is going to be pretty brutal. So Penn State playing this one at Beaver Stadium is an advantage. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where I got to tell you about the Keystone Sports Network RV. That's a special RV. You get all the benefits of staying at the GoPSURV.com lot with some special extras as well, like a catered barbecue meal from the 409 Tailgate Club guys, along with the famous 409 Tailgate Club gift box. Also included two bottles of wine with the blue and white wine gift box, a case of Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light beer, and some Keystone Sports Network swag, a polo shirt, and a hat. To inquire about the Keystone Sports Network RV, send an email to Jim at info@ksnsports.net. That's info@ksnsports.net. Or use the Contact Us button on your Keystone Sports Network app. So let's look ahead to Wisconsin, Greg. They were the contender for a Big Ten West title. A popular, I don't know whether you can call them sleeper for the college football playoff, but you know, a lot of people, myself included, felt like when you have Jonathan Taylor, you've got an experienced quarterback, and you've got one of the most dominant offensive lines in the country, you're in pretty good shape to make a title run. And I thought that they were in position to do that. It has not turned out that way. You know, it started with a home loss to BYU, 24-21, back in week three. They got blown out by Michigan also. That was also at Michigan, 38-13 was that one. And they lost to Northwestern a couple weeks ago. They struggled a little bit more than you would hope against Rutgers at home last week, too. So now Penn State gets them at home. Also go to Purdue next week. So let's just say for a second that this is a Wisconsin. They could be 6-5. You know, if things go sour, they could be 6-5.
Yeah, and if Penn State doesn't find a way to get out of its own way, it's going to be 6-4. And, you know, finish out the season with Rutgers in Maryland and not be what most people expected it to be. So, yeah, this is kind of a, I don't know, I hate the phrase, it's cliche, but a gut check game for both teams. Wisconsin just went on the road and really struggled with Rutgers until it finally was able to pull away in the second half. It has quarterback issues. Penn State also, you can make the argument, has quarterback issues because the health of Trace McSorley seems to be very much up in the air. And it has no ability to keep a rhythm on offense and no ability to, you know, not get out of its own way on special teams. And the defense is trying its best to do everything that it can to keep them in games and to make winning plays. But I think it ultimately gets fatigued after a while for good reason. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Other than that, Penn State in great shape, though.
Yeah, right.
And I do, you know, you look at this game, and obviously with Penn State needing to survive that the stretch where they're playing Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, and Iowa in between there, ranked Iowa team. But you look at this game and the magnitude of it, you could dream that it could be, you know, really a play-in game for the Big Ten championship game. It could be it could have college football playoff implications, and now it's just another game.
Right.
And both these teams are looking to salvage their seasons. Penn State, you know, I think they're just looking to figure things out. And it's so hard, Greg, when you're in that season flow where you've only got 5 or 6 days to try to right some wrongs, try to fix some mistakes, try to figure out what you're trying to do. Penn State just hasn't really been able to do it. And now you get one of your more troubling trends. So one of those is losing leads in the fourth quarter. That's issue number one, I think, for a lot of people, because it's happened, you know, really you've seen shades of it for 3 years in a row. But the other one is, you know, the way that Michigan plays complementary football, their offense does what they do, and it helps their defense by keeping them rested, and vice versa. You know,
right.
Their defense creates field position by being a pretty dominant group. Penn State has not played complementary football at all. And the challenge in this one is you've got the number 4 rushing offense in the country. You've got Jonathan Taylor, who was a top 5 Heisman guy last year. Are you able to break out of that trend and do something to shake that up, whether that's offensively or defensively, to be able to get off the field or to be able to score enough points that it can give your defense a little bit of energy.
Hard to say. I mean, I would like to think that Penn State returning home, playing a defense that just gave up 17 points to Rutgers, which means it is definitely not the world's best defense. And, you know, ensure I would like to think that those two things ensure a Penn State, not an explosion maybe, but a better performance on offense. But Dustin, how can you trust it at this point? How can you really make any prediction like that at this point? Penn State's just given no reason to at all, quite honestly, over the last couple of weeks to make you think that they can really come out and fire. I know they scored, what, 30-some against Indiana. But other than that, I mean, it's just been really hard football to watch at times. They have not consistently been able to stay on the field or stay on schedule. And it's hard to rely on them at this point, which is a weird thing to say in the Trace McSorley era. I can't remember ever thinking that before, but it's something to think about now as he continues to fight through injury.
Yeah, and I think Trace McSorley fighting through injury, with that, I think he sailed some throws that maybe he doesn't sail. Like, I know he's had bouts of inaccuracy before, so I don't know whether to attribute some of those throws he missed, the potential touchdown to DeAndre Tompkins included, where he just had a little bit too much juice under, a little too much air under it. Him being less than 100% changes things, you know, in a way that Penn State doesn't want it to change in this one. So I'll be curious to see, you know, and I, that's probably number one on the list is what does Penn State do with its quarterbacks in this game? Do you see Tommy Stevens start? Do you see a back and forth? Do you see Trace McSorley play 60 minutes? That, not knowing that, it makes it really hard to predict this game. And really, I would expect – I don't know if you've seen action for the point spread so far, but to start at what it was at 8.5,
yeah,
with the issues and the things that Penn State has to try to figure out how to solve, boy, that would really surprise me.
I think it says more about Wisconsin than it does Penn State. Sure. I think, you know, it just, to me, what it says is that odds makers have no. Jack Crone, whatever his name is, the Wisconsin quarterback that'll play if Alex Hornibrook doesn't start. He left the Rutgers game with a concussion every return. So, I mean, if it's the other guy, I don't know if he threw a pass in the second half against Rutgers. Now, granted, he didn't have to. They just handed it off to Jonathan Taylor. But my belief is that oddsmakers are thinking that, you know what, we have a team here in Wisconsin that is a marginal defense team. It's really like to keep the ball, which doesn't help Penn State, and Penn State doesn't like to keep the ball. But other than that, they don't have their one-dimensional offense, and you know the Penn State has been fairly decent when it comes to stopping the run for most of this year. So I just think that you put it all together, and that's the situation you're in, where I just think it's more about Wisconsin not living up to what everybody thought it would be, as opposed to anyone thinking Penn State is, you know, it's somehow going to suddenly turn a corner.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State, Wisconsin, looking ahead to that matchup, brought to you by tailgatewine.com. Check out all their different flavors available. Tailgatewine.com, some blue and white themes to take a look at there. I think Michigan did a really nice job of establishing the run and using that to set up play action, using that to set up manageable third down situations. I think at the end of the day, that's what Wisconsin is trying to do also. But they, too, have injuries to watch at the quarterback positions. As of right now, we don't know what the status of Alex Hornibrook is. We don't know whether we'll see him start the game or if sophomore Jack Cohn will see more time. Cohn was 5 out of 7 for 64 yards and a touchdown against Rutgers. Started to get an opportunity to get his legs under him a little bit. So that's a big wild card on the other side of the ball, too. But, you know, in the end here, Wisconsin ranks number 110 nationally in passing offense. So their ability to make timely plays in the passing game, not quite what Michigan can do. And then obviously with Shea Patterson, you saw his mobility was an issue. I don't think you're going to have the same issue defending Wisconsin's offense. So that'll be an interesting part of it there.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, again, another thing that always comes into play is Penn State special teams and the fact that they're always one moment away from potentially making a huge play and a game-changing play, good and bad. And that's really the biggest concern with them is that which one are you going to get? Are you going to get the big boom that can move you forward and, you know, put you in a position to win? Or are you going to get the big bang that's bad and help, you know, put you behind the eight ball and not allow you to, you know, be in the best position to win? So that's always a key thing to figure out as well.
So I think it's interesting that Wisconsin ranks number 119 in net punting. I don't know how that stat applies, but really there's something that says they're either the execution of their punts or their coverage of punts is a little bit lacking. So they're not airtight in terms of special teams either. Mm-hmm. Defensively, giving up 4.7 yards per carry, which is it's a higher number than I would have expected from them. So I think that they're a pretty solid and disciplined unit, but I don't look at it and see the types of playmakers we've been accustomed to seeing from Wisconsin defense. Your TJ Watt, for example, they haven't been able to disrupt and get opponents off their spot quite as well as they once were able to do. TJ Edwards is a guy, he's probably their best overall playmaker, their outside linebacker, can be a factor against the run, can be a factor against the pass and coverage, can pressure the quarterback a little bit, make plays behind the line of scrimmage. So he's a guy to circle there. But I think Wisconsin's defense can be had, but it comes back down to, can Penn State execute offensively?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like I said, you can't rely on it at this point. You can think it's going to happen. You can point out a number of reasons why, but at the end of the day, Dustin, can you count on it? I don't think you can anymore. If Penn State decides to stick with Tommy Stevens, now that may be a different story, but if it decides to go with Trace McSorley, and he's not healthy, if he's healthy, then that's not even a conversation, but if he's not healthy, then you get into a situation where you might have a game just like the Michigan game, and that obviously would not be good for business or for Penn State, even if Michigan's not necessarily, or Wisconsin's not necessarily built to beat you the way Michigan is.
So what do you got for a score here? We'll stick with we'll assume about an 8-point or spread, yeah, or so. Who do you got?
Got it. Penn State 24, Wisconsin 13. I think it's probably too many points for Wisconsin and not enough for Penn State. But like I just sat here and said, I don't see this Lions offense being consistent enough to put points on the board, even against a defense like Wisconsin. It's not that great. The Badgers, I think Jonathan Taylor probably busts one or two and gets them on the scoreboard.
I got a 30-24 Penn State. I think, the blueprint is out there that in the third and fourth quarters, you can do some scoring on this Penn State defense if they can't shake things up and get off the field. And we've seen that happen so often where their defense is forced to play entirely too many plays. 100 plays against Indiana, you better be able to change that dynamic. I just don't know if you can do it in a week, and it feeds right into what Wisconsin wants to do. I think Penn State wins this game. I think Wisconsin covers. I think in the second half, you see them score a couple times and make this game kind of close. We'll see what happens. We'll talk to Audrey Snyder from The Athletic all about this game, all about Michigan as well. She joins us coming up after this break.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.